Gagan, and this week will be part one of my conversation with the Eighth One. As I mentioned, this week's episode is actually going to be a conversation between me and the Eighth One. It'll also be the same next week as well, because this episode has been split into two parts, and we're going to be talking about quite a few different things, from people's perception of people with disabilities, especially those who are blind, and how they might change after you meet somebody with a disability, because it's more on your mind. So we're going to be talking about that, assistive technology, and a lot of other really interesting topics. So make sure that you tune in this week and next week to catch both parts. Also, just to mention, the Envision Tech podcast is available on multiple different platforms. It's available on YouTube, Spotify, Amazon, Audible, and Apple Podcasts. So definitely head over to those and give us a follow on there as well if you want to listen along on one of those instead. Without further ado, let's move on to the actual conversation with me and the Eighth One. I am here with my guest, the Eighth One. So do you want to say hello there?
Hello.
So I suppose just to give everybody a little bit of background about you, what is it that you do?
Oh, God. Best way to sum it up. My online persona and my real life persona are two very different human beings. Online, I've done some content on Twitch and on YouTube, and I've recorded a few interviews here and there. And in real life, I deal with, well, furnishing of properties, I suppose, the easiest way to describe it.
Right. So how would you say your background is in tech exactly? Would you say you know a lot, a little bit? You know, do you have any kind of background? Have you done any courses? You know, anything like that?
The only course that I've ever done with tech, really, was back in school and in college. So I wouldn't really say I'm trained in tech, I suppose. I mean, I did do my college degree in electronical engineering, but I focused more on the actual hardware side of things. But with tech side of things, I've had to learn a lot when I went into content creation. But everything that's been done by me has been very much like a, like using OBS and different sound systems. So really more towards the already made programs and hardware that work together. So
yeah,
I'd say basically moderate.
Okay, so you're not a tech expert, but you're also not, you know how to use a phone and, you know, use a computer and, you know, stuff like that. Obviously, setting up stuff to actually work properly, like as you said, with recording hardware and stuff like that, like an actual, you use an XLR microphone, do you?
Yes, I use an XLR microphone, yes.
Yeah, so you're, as you said, you're pretty in the middle there in terms of most people, I think. And I suppose, just because I'm obviously blind, have you actually had much experience with other people with disabilities or who are blind, I suppose is a good question.
I'll be honest, no.
Right, that's good. I was hoping you'd say that.
It's just good. You that I know that I was in this unfortunate, in certain cases unfortunate, in certain cases I would argue very fortunate situation.
Mm-hmm. No, that's good. I was hoping you were going to say that because that'll make this episode even better. Because if I was going to talk to you about some of the stuff that I'm going to talk to you about, get you to do some stuff that I'm going to get you to do, and you maybe already knew about it, then that would be, not as good. So that's fantastic.
Asks for me to do. I don't know if I'm ready.
I do. I just as some background, the Eighth One actually asked me if I wanted to share anything with him beforehand, and I opted not to. So he has no idea what we're going to be doing here today or what we're going to be talking about. All his responses will just be based on what he thinks in the moment and his actual experiences. So I thought that'd be way better and give a more genuine kind of experience, like you were actually talking to somebody about some of these things in person. So perfect. Let's get started here. So we've already covered the first thing on my list here, which is, have you ever met a blind person before? Have you ever even really come across anybody who's been blind, even on the street or anything like that, you know, where you're walking around and you might see somebody with a cane, for example, or a guide dog?
So if I really have to boil my response down, yes, I've definitely come across people that have been blind.
Okay.
The obvious ones, like the ones that would have a dog with them, like a guide dog.
Yeah.
And the ones that have had canes. However, for the ones that could be walking with a friend wearing sunglasses or just normal glasses, I have no idea. Yeah. So I could definitely say yes.
Okay, perfect. So, as you said, I'm the only blind person that you know. So if you were to think back kind of to before you knew me, which we've known each other for a few years now, would you say that your perception of people who can't see or even just people with, you know, a disability has changed at all because of that? Or do you think you already kind of had a good perception of, you know, people who are blind and it's not, you know, if it has changed, that's a good thing. And if it hasn't changed because you already had a good opinion, that's also good. It's just more so because I know some people, when I meet them, they actually are quite surprised at the fact that I can do things like use a computer and things like that.
Well, I think the best answer for this would actually be to describe how we actually first met fully and actually had a full-on conversation. So I would say my first real contact with you was when you came into my stream and you began to be one of the people there interacting with me. Yeah. And I spoke to you online, obviously, via text or because you'd be in a chat, as I would any other person. And that's a very non-discriminatory way of speaking to someone because I don't have a clue. I didn't have a clue that you were blind at all.
Yeah. Would you have guessed that I was blind?
Not until it came across an issue that required vision. So if I asked you, what did you think of my fit today, for example, then you would be like, I don't know, I'm blind.
Yeah. Okay. And do you think that you're like, kind of having that experience of me talking to you over text messages, well, not text messages, like a live stream chat, where maybe you didn't know that I was blind. Do you think, would you have thought that somebody who was blind would be able to do that? And not even just do that, but even just that you wouldn't recognize, you know, there wouldn't be anything that would tell you that they were disabled in any kind of way.
So, right. So you're trying to ask me if I'd be able to tell if someone was blind via a text chat.
So no, like, is that something you thought that somebody who was blind could even do? Like, could go on Twitch and use the chat function, for example, or like, you know, even something like that, you know, because a lot of people, like I said, don't even realize that people who are blind can use computers or smartphones, you know, when I first talked to them.
I'm going to be very honest. I didn't think that someone that would be visually impaired would go to a platform like Twitch, seeing as it's such a visual platform. So it never really entered my mind that someone blind would do it in the first place anyway.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I suppose, no, it's never been a question that I've had to, it's never been something I've had to think about.
Good. Yeah.
Oh, can a blind person do this? Like, I never would have thought about that whatsoever.
Also, that goes to show, like, that's exactly what I'm talking about. Like, a lot of people don't even think about it because it's not even really a question that they have. So that's actually exactly the point. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's one of those things, like, as bad as it may sound, that if you go right down to it, unless you've got someone in your life or unless you're being made aware of an issue like the accessibility of someone that's visually impaired, until you care about that, you're not going to think about it because it's not something that's going to come to you. And until I met you, I never thought about any of those things.
Yeah, and I know, you know, to somebody sitting at home, you might be like, oh, that sounds terrible. But in reality, that's how people work, you know? Like, even me, I might not be aware of a lot of the challenges that somebody who's deaf might face because I don't really think about those on a daily basis. I'm too busy thinking about the ones that I'm having, you know, and, like, the other stuff that's going on in my life. And I don't really know many deaf people. And the ones that I do, like, we don't. Like, I don't talk to them very often or anything like that. So, you know, I feel like that's actually a really good point and something that I feel like people forget about. Like, it's okay not to think about things. I suppose the big difference here, though, is obviously, you know, after all this time, me and Tav are still talking and he's actually now on this podcast, you know, to actually talk to me about some of these things. So, you know, I think it's great that, especially nowadays, you know, it's a lot easier for, I suppose, blind people and even people just with disabilities in general to kind of just seem like normal people. That's why I've always kind of liked, you know, doing stuff online, even since I was a little kid, because even now when I'm like ordering food from like a Deliveroo or whatever it might be that you're using, you know, nobody knows that I'm blind when I'm doing that until they show up, you know, and like see me. And then they're like, oh, wow, you're blind. And I'm like, yeah, I am. So yeah, no, that's really, really good. And also, since meeting me, is there anything that you thought about, like, or even when you met me, is there anything that you thought about me being blind that turned out not to be true or turned out to be true? Like, when I told you, or when I first mentioned that I'm doing like a computer science degree, which I was at the time when we first met, or obviously now I'm a, you know, software engineer kind of, I also, you know, on my own company, it was any of that surprising to you to hear that, that I could do those things, or, you know, anything like that, or not really? If not really, that's great. And if so, then how come?
It took me a while for me to genuinely believe that you were blind.
Right.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
The reason being for that is you are able to do so many things that I did not think were possible for someone who's blind. And when I convinced myself that, yes, okay, this guy is genuinely not lying, he's not trolling, but he's 100% not able to see, I was stunned for starters, but at the same time, I was really amazed, because we actually played a couple of rounds of games of chess. And one of the first things that came to mind as I was playing is, this guy must have an absolutely mental memory, because I'm able to see where things are. You have to remember. Now, I can't even remember what I had for breakfast, but you, like, that's just insane.
Yeah, I mean, it's weird because I'm actually terrible at remembering things, but I'm also great at the same time. So just like you, and I'm absolutely terrible at remembering stuff like that, like everyday things. Like, I actually don't know what I had for breakfast right now. Like, that's actually not a joke. I actually don't know. But yeah, when, as you said, like, we can play chess, I can remember where all my pieces are, you know, like, and obviously that was online, you know, it was on an online like chess game. So yeah, no, that's fantastic though. I'm like, it's weird because a lot of people will say, you know, even when I get in a taxi, I'll start talking to like a taxi driver, and I'll be with my wife, Melissa. So I'll be, you know, kind of holding on to her. So people don't realize that I'm blind. And it might come up in a conversation where I'll be like, oh yeah, I'm blind. And they're like, really? Like, they're actually shocked, you know, even when they do meet me in person. And some people tell, because obviously my eyes and stuff move in a weird way. So if you actually sit there and look directly at me, you know, it's probably easier to tell. But even meeting me in person, if you're not, you know, paying loads of attention or whatever, I feel like it is hard to tell, which I'm always telling people is almost a compliment, because I feel like if I was talking to somebody and they're like, oh yeah, you're blind, aren't you? I'd be like, hey, like, you know, what made you think that? And that's what I'm kind of always telling people, is that, like, I kind of like that reaction, because it's like, yeah, you know, at the end of the day, in reality, I am just still another person, you know, like, I can't see, but that's about it, you know? Because I feel like people do have this weird perception about, I don't want to say all disabled people, but about blind people, weirdly enough, that they're like, I don't know, like a bit timid, or like very like, I don't know, like, there's just this weird perception where a lot of people don't think that a blind person could even have like an actual conversation with you about something important, you know. So no, that's really great. I'm really glad to hear that that's actually how you felt, you know. That's honestly really, really good. So as you kind of mentioned as well, like, being blind is kind of fortunate and unfortunate. I feel like it's made me really good at some things, but really bad at other things. And I've kind of talked about it on the podcast a little bit before, about kind of how technology can impact that, like, impact whether it's being blind or having another kind of disability or whatever it might be. What, like, do you have any thoughts on kind of the future of technology and like what that could kind of look like, either just in general, and how it can impact, like, somebody's life, whether it be AI or, as I have mentioned before, like self-driving cars or anything like that. I know even me and you have kind of talked about this thing you keep telling me about. It's some camera on like a TV with a light bar or something like that.
Yeah. So to explain somewhat to everyone, obviously, that wasn't part of that conversation that me and Paul had privately, obviously. When he first started talking about screen readers, it genuinely reminded me. Now, there's this, I'm not 100% sure of the name, but it's kind of like a light bar. It gets attached to the back of a TV, and it has a camera that would sit in the middle of the TV at the top. And that camera would see the entirety of the rectangle that is the TV. And then what it would do is that it would collect the general amounts of color in a specific zone. And then it would match that color to the lights behind the screen, giving that sort of glow effect that essentially you're extending the cinematic experience that you've got. Now, when he was talking about screen readers, I was just thinking to myself, can a computer not do that internally? Like, can something not just monitor the screen and tell the computer what it sees on there and then relay that back to the user? Essentially, like having another person looking over your shoulder at the screen and it reading out what is on there. Now, obviously, when it comes to inputting things as well, like you have to navigate using keyboard shortcuts, not a mouse.
Yeah.
So that would, again, be something else that would be obviously challenging from that point of view, seeing as it's still telling you what it sees. So if you select something, like, oh, if you were to break your screen up into a grid, for example, and say, oh, in grid 1-1, similar to a chess game, you have this many options. If you press this grid, then you can select that option within that grid, and it will break it down further and further. Now, that to me was like, that sounds so simple. Why isn't there something there that already does that?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I might have derailed from the original question, but that was something that came to mind when I first heard about it.
Yeah, and you didn't really derail from that, because that does kind of talk about, well, at least it will in a second, kind of bring back to that. So, yeah, like when you mentioned that, I was kind of thinking about it, and I was like, yeah, like how would that work? So I suppose the problem with I don't want to say your solution, but like that kind of technology, for example, would be that you would need really good image recognition AI, right? Which is starting to become a thing, but that's good at like describing what's on a screen and maybe reading text. And it can kind of tell where stuff is on a screen or like a picture now, but you would need to be doing that like every second, maybe faster than that, you know? And not only that, but you then need to kind of be able to like, it would need to, as you said, just be like an actual person being there where you'd be able to ask it a question and it would have like no response time. You know, it would need to immediately do it. So you would say like, select, you know, like zone 1-1, right? Whereas screen readers right now, they kind of get you to define what is selectable on the screen. So on a website, for example, I'll say this is a button, therefore it's selectable. So like screen readers will just know that that's already selectable. So you don't have to kind of do so. Your solution would actually work quite well for something that isn't necessarily accessible. So let's say I was using, I don't know, something that wasn't Windows, that didn't have a screen reader built in or whatever it might be, you know, and that would probably be a really good solution for that. And I think screen readers in the future might actually probably use AI to help certainly kind of do a miniature version of what you're thinking of, where maybe there'll be a button on the screen where it doesn't have a label, for example, and it would just say button for a screen reader. And it will...
The image, yeah, by how it's described visually.
Yeah.
Something else looking in rather than what it's actually named.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, AI would probably take care of that instead, you know? Because currently there's no real solution for that. Like, if I go to a website and something's not labeled, it's just not labeled, and that's it, you know? So no, that's an interesting thing that you'd mentioned to me a few times. So I just wanted to bring it up now because I thought it was really cool that you were even kind of thinking about like how that could kind of work. And that's, I feel like part of, I don't want to say the problem, but a little bit, because as you said yourself, like a lot of people don't really think about these things unless they know somebody who's blind or have met somebody or whatever it might be. And you probably weren't either until you had met me. And then you were thinking about screen readers and this like technology that you had heard over seen at some point and how that could be used, you know? So even with like things like that, I think it's really valuable to kind of just have, I don't want to say, because I hear a lot of people saying that you should, you know, learn about all these different things in school and stuff like that. And I think, yeah, like maybe to a certain degree, but I feel like also spending time learning about every single, you know, type of person in the world and every single possible like disability or every single culture in the world is really difficult, especially because sometimes those things change. So I feel like kind of just having that, I feel like mindset of being like open to thinking about things a little bit is really valuable. So the next thing that I wanted to ask actually is, have you ever used any sort of assistive technology like a screen reader?
Not even in the slightest.
So that is going to be it for this week's episode of the Envision Tech podcast. Make sure that you come back next week where I'm going to be getting the eighth one to try out a screen reader for the very first time on the podcast. So thank you all for listening. And again, this is the Envision Tech podcast. Thank you to my guest, the eighth one. I've been your host, Paul Gagan, and I will see you all next time.